This is Sarah Koenig. If you've listened to Serial, you probably know I've done my fair share of criminal justice reporting. I've spent countless hours sitting in courtrooms and following around attorneys. I've interviewed judges in chambers and inmates in prison. But never have I gotten close to the stunning front row seat that awaited me when I listened to our new show. It's called The Last 12 Weeks. It comes out on June 18th. Here's the trailer.
When the state of Texas sets an execution date for a man on death row, a countdown starts.
People are going to hear about me. They're going to hate me. I get it. I'm just a convict in prison saying I'm innocent. And they're going, yeah, right, you lying piece of crap.
Last year, I embedded with a team of capital defense lawyers. They had a brief window to convince the courts that their client, one of Texas's most notorious serial killers, was actually innocent. I watched them chase down new evidence.
Did your sister tell you a little bit about why we're reaching out?
Confront alternate suspects.
I don't remember claiming killed people. I need a lawyer.
And try to convince a victim's mother that Texas had the wrong guy.
It's just that he said, well, I'm not guilty. Well, duh. I would say that too if I was facing the death penalty.
It wasn't that the lawyers didn't have a case to make.
I know two people fabricated testimony to get a guy executed.
It's just that they had so little time to make it. From Serial Productions, The Marshall Project, and The New York Times, an inside look at one of the most controversial parts of the criminal justice system. As the clock ticks down.
It's incomprehensible to me that this is going to go down to the wire.
The last 12 weeks.
What's going on?
A five-part series on a deadline.
So we've got incredible news and crazy news.
Coming June 18th. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.